Okay, so let's unpack this. We're going to start our deep dive in a really strange place. Not a bank, not a server farm, but inside a video game.
Right, Rainbow Six Siege.
Exactly. And recently, the game just, it suffered this massive digital collapse. And the outcome wasn't just, typical cheating. It was instant hyperinflation.
That's the part that's just stunning. Everyone became a digital billionaire in a flash. But the real lesson for us, for anyone holding any kind of digital asset, wasn't about the game credits.
No.
It was that hackers found a way to send forged purchase requests straight to the game's server. They completely bypassed the actual payment system.
So they basically just, they told the server that these huge transactions happened, even though no money ever moved. They proved they could read and write directly to the user database.
Precisely. And that is the immediate crucial link to your wallet. The R6 server, it's just like a traditional centralized crypto exchange, a CEX. It's a single point of failure.
The ultimate authority.
Yes. It holds the final truth about who owns what. And the moment that server trusts a forged request instead of checking for itself, the whole system just collapses. That exact scenario is what led to major exchange blowups in the past. It shows us that any system with a master key, what we call hot storage, it's just inherently vulnerable.
So our mission today is to take these lessons, these really hard lessons from consumer tech, and apply them directly to securing your assets. Because if hackers can instantly implode a gaming economy, we have to assume they can target and drain your digital assets. Doesn't matter if they're on an exchange or in your personal wallet, we've got to move beyond just, basic antivirus thinking and really understand the specific threats being weaponized right now.
Okay, let's get into the biggest one we found in the sources. This technical vulnerability that is just, I mean, it's rampant across dApps and DeFi protocols right now.
There would have to be broken object level authorization,
Yeah.
or BOA for short. I really believe this is the single biggest technical threat to any wallet that you connect to a decentralized application. BOA. It sounds pretty technical, though. Why should the average person who just wants to, use a DEX or maybe stake some tokens, why should they care about what sounds like a developer issue?
Because the vulnerability isn't in your wallet, it's in the app you connect to.
Dope.
So here's BOA in simple terms. It exploits a lazy server. A request comes in, say, you want to see your balance. The server runs a check. Step one, is this user logged in? The answer is yes, but then it completely skips or just misconfigures. Step two,
Which is?
is this user authorized to mess with or even see the data that belongs to another user?
So the system checks that you have a key, but not if that key opens the specific safe deposit box you're trying to get into.
Exactly. And in DeFi, this is terrifying. When you connect your MetaMask or, another hot wallet to a new decentralized site, a blockchain game, a new swap pool, whatever, and you click approve for a token like USDT,
You give it a permission.
you're granting that site's API potential permission to spend that token. And if that site has this BOA flaw, a skilled hacker can exploit that flaw in the dApp's code. They use your existing approval, forge a request to the dApp's API, and just tell it to transfer your assets to their address.
And they never needed my seed phrase.
Never needed your seed phrase, never needed your password. They just exploited the application's broken security to drain your funds.
This just hammers home that core advice. Never, ever connect your main wallet, your holding wallet, to some random website or experimental app.
You have to use a separate low balance wallet for that. It's essential, a firewall.
So let's go back to the R6 example for a second. When Ubisoft found out they were hacked, what was the fix?
Oh, it was simple for them. They just shut down the servers and rolled everyone's account back.
Like a giant reset button.
Exactly. They lost a few hours of game progress, but the economy was fine. And that ability to just turn back the clock, it's a critical point when you compare centralized and decentralized finance. It highlights the ultimate trade-off. If you keep your assets on a centralized exchange, a CEX like Binance or Coinbase, your funds are basically in their bank. If they get hacked, they can freeze withdrawals. They can, in theory, roll back transactions, but you have zero control.
That's the not your keys, not your crypto reality. You're giving up control for this perceived safety net.
A safety net that can still fail. Now, contrast that with DeFi. If your personal hot wallet is drained, those transactions are final, they are irreversible. There's no admin to call, no server to turn off, and nobody is giving you a refund.
The freedom of self-custody comes with the absolute responsibility of self-security.
Which brings us to what really has to be the golden rule of 2026.
An exchange is for trading only.
That is the line in the sand. As soon as your trade is done, those assets need to move immediately off the exchange and into a personal wallet, preferably hardware.
Okay, but now the whole landscape is changing. We've talked about the technical side, but the big shift in 2025-2026 is, well, it's the weaponization of the AI toolbox. We're moving from system hacks to AI-assisted personal attacks.
Yeah, the days of the, you know, the poorly spelled Nigerian prince email, they're long gone.
Yeah.
We're now dealing with AI phishing. It's spear phishing 2.0.
So what does that look like?
AI chatbots can generate emails that perfectly mimic the logo, the internal jargon, the tone, everything of a trusted company. Think ledger support or MetaMask. They create this perfect, urgent pretext that removes all the usual red flags, and it convinces you to click a link to secure your assets.
It looks so real, you just drop your guard.
Yeah.
And then there's that other stealth attack, the one that targets people who are already careful. Address poisoning.
This one is so insidious. It targets your habits. You know how you copy-paste addresses from your transaction history?
Yeah, always.
So bots will send you tiny, like $0 transactions, and they send them from an address that looks almost identical to one of your frequent contacts. Same first few characters, same last few characters.
So the goal is just that when I'm in a hurry, I look at my history, I see what looks like the right address, I copy it.
And you send your funds into a black hole, you check the beginning and end, it looks familiar, and boom. Gone.
That's deeply unsettling.
Yeah.
But the absolute nightmare scenario, the one that's gone from sci-fi to reality, is deepfakes. Real-time voice cloning. That story out of Hong Kong. Chilling.
It proves the threat isn't theoretical anymore. A firm lost $25 million.
Yeah.
You're on a real-time video call. Person on the screen looks exactly like your boss, your partner, whoever. Their voice, their mannerisms, it's all spot on. And they give you an instruction. Hey, the company wallet changed. Send this month's payment to this new address, and you do it.
So if our own eyes and ears can be fooled, how do we possibly defend ourselves against that?
We have to use simple physical counter tactics, things that current AI models just they struggle with. We call it the tech and defense tactic.
Okay.
In any sensitive or urgent financial call, ask the person on the screen to do something unexpected and physical. Something like, hey, can you wave your hand quickly in front of your face or just turn your head sideways really fast for me?
And what happens? Why does that work?
The AI is great at mimicking voice, at predicting conversation. But when you introduce sudden, unpredictable physical motion, the model has trouble rendering that interference in real time. That's when you see it. A glitch, an artifact, the deep fake breaks.
That's incredibly practical advice. Okay, let's talk about solutions that don't need a wave test. You've called it the death of the password. What's the replacement?
Passwords today are like a plastic lock on a bank vault. They're stolen, they're leaked, they're brute forced so easily now. The solution, the replacement, is the passkey standard.
And that's backed by Google, Apple, Microsoft.
All the big players. And it changes the security model completely. It replaces passwords with biometrics, your fingerprint, your face ID. But here is the absolute game changer. The private key that proves it's you. It stays on your device's hardware chip. It is never sent over the internet to a server.
Which neutralizes that R6-style server hack risk.
Exactly. Even if the server is totally compromised, the hackers still don't have the key that's locked inside your physical phone or computer.
The immediate action, then, is pretty clear.
Enable passkeys everywhere you can, tonight. And please, please, disable SMS 2FA. SIM swapping, where hackers steal your phone number, is dangerously easy for them now. Faking your face ID is a whole lot harder.
All right, next up, the physical wall. Cold storage.
Non-negotiable. It's the ultimate insurance. I mean, if you hold over, say, $1,000, keeping it in a hot wallet on the same phone you use for social media and web surfing is, Christ, it's financial suicide.
So explain the security of that hardware wall, a ledger, a Trezor. What's it doing?
It keeps your private keys physically offline. So even if your computer is riddled with malware, that transaction cannot be signed, it cannot be completed without you physically pushing the buttons on the hardware device itself.
That physical action.
That's the last line of defense. It's the air gap.
And looking forward, there's a technology on the horizon that could solve a lot of these problems natively. Account abstraction. Wow. ERC-4337.
Yes. ERC-4337 is genuinely revolutionary. It basically turns your wallet into a smart contract, an intelligent wallet. It has built-in safety features like parental controls that old wallets just can't do.
So we're talking about getting rid of that terrifying single piece of paper with 12 words on it.
Exactly. It removes the single biggest risk for most users. the seed phrase, which is so easy to lose, so easy to compromise. It replaces it with things like social recovery.
How does that work?
You can set it up so that if you lose access, say 3 out of 5 trusted friends can verify it's you, and you get control back. No seed phrase needed.
And you can basically set rules for your own money.
Correct. You can apply transaction limits, tell your wallet never withdraw more than $100 a day. Even if a hacker gets in, they can't drain you. And then there's whitelisting. You can restrict the wallet to only send funds to pre-approved addresses, like your own Binance deposit address. It makes address poisoning totally useless.
That future is really encouraging. But let's bring it back to right now. The sources all agree the best tech in the world can't defeat human error. The psychological truth is, hackers don't hack systems.
They hack you. That's the vulnerability that never changes. And their number one tactic, the most effective one, is manufactured urgency.
Right.
You get a message that triggers instant fear. Your funds are compromised, or overwhelming greed. Click here for a 100x returns. Yeah. Or verify now or your funds will be frozen.
And that rush of adrenaline just shuts down all logical thought.
It completely bypasses your prefrontal cortex, the rational part of your brain. You stop thinking, you start reacting emotionally, and that leads to the click, the signature, and the loss.
So what's the defense, the psychological defense against that?
We call it the 3-minute pause rule. It's incredibly simple. Whenever you get a message about your money that triggers fear, greed, or urgency, put the device down.
Literally just walk away.
Physically stand up and walk away for 3 minutes. That's it. That little bit of time allows the adrenaline to fade. Your logical brain comes back online. And our sources say that in 99% of cases, when you come back with a clear head, you'll immediately see it's a scam.
That pause costs nothing, but it can save everything.
Exactly.
Okay, that is the perfect mental tool to go with the technical ones. Let's run through the tech and security checklist. 5 things you can do tonight.
Okay. Action one. Audit your allowances. Use a tool like revoke.cash. This hits that BOA risk directly. Go see what sites you gave permission to spend your tokens 6 months ago. If you don't use it, revoke it now.
2, buy a hardware wallet. If you're holding more than a few $100, just spend the money. It is the cheapest insurance you'll ever buy for your digital wealth.
3, segregate your email. Stop using the same email for your financial accounts that you use for, you know, newsletters and social media. You need a dedicated, clean email just for finance.
4, bookmark financial sites. Never, ever Google your exchange or your wallet provider. Scammers buy the top search ads all the time. Always use your saved, verified bookmarks.
And 5, to fight those AI voice scams, establish a family safe word.
A safe word?
Yes. Agree on a unique secret word with your close family. If anyone calls, claiming to be them, urgently asking for money, they must give you that word. If they can't, you hang up. It's an AI clone.
This has been a really necessary deep dive. So what's the final thought we should leave everyone with?
Well, think about the R6 hack. It'll be fixed. The company will hit the reset button, everyone moves on. But if your personal wallet gets compromised, there is no central admin. There is no reset button for you.
Security in 2026 isn't a product you buy. It's not an app you install.
It's a lifestyle you have to practice every single day. Stay vigilant to stay solvent. We hope this helps you get started on that path tonight.